Our coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine continues with Adam Kaplan of ESPN. Always great to see you. And
see you.
This thing gets bigger and bigger every year. Over 1,000 credentials this year.
It's insane. This is my 15th. When I started back in 2001, I'm roughly guessing here, and it was less than 100, it was about 75 media members. It's incredible. I mean, you guys are here. The team websites are here. Radio networks, TV, ESPN, we're down there. We're doing NFL Insiders and SportsCenter for the second straight year. It's just crazy. I mean, there's like 5 television networks here. I mean, it's awesome. I love it. I love this city, JP, because it's so easy to get around. You do not need a car. Now, if there's snow, you need a cab, but the fact of the matter is it's very easy to get around here, and I really enjoy it.
The wake-up call this morning of 2 degrees below zero is a little
It'll
shocker.
It'll wake you up, yes. That is your wake-up call, yes.
For us. This is a draft-centric event, of course, but before the draft comes, free agency opens March 10th. The Jaguars have the most money to spend in the league, and they plan on spending it from what we hear. What do you expect for the Jaguars?
Here's what I think they're going to do. I think they're going to address several positions. Tight end. I think they're going to address it. I think they're going to get an athletic guy, hypothetically like a Julius Thomas. They may have some interest in him. Why would they have interest? Now, if Denver doesn't re-sign him, they need a little bit more on offense. We know that. I think receiver-wise, you see the couple of young receivers they really like. Obviously, Lee and Robinson. Cecil Shorts, I don't see him coming back. But I think they could add depth there. I think they get another young receiver. Dave Caldwell, you talked about it. He's got a lot of money to spend in free agency. But Dave comes from that Bill Polian philosophy. You draft and develop. You supplement through free agency. I think that's what Dave's going to do here. They have a lot of money, but you want to develop your own guys. I think that's one of the things that Dave is. Dave's very methodical, but yet patient. He knows what he wants to do. He has a plan. He's a clear plan here. It's to develop his own players, and I think that's the best way to do it. And he's got a 5-year contract, so I think Shad Khan, the owner, is tremendous. I think he'll support him, and I think he'll do it the right way.
That was my next question. Patience only runs so long, right?
I understand. And many years ago, they were used to winning under Jack Del Rio and Tom Coughlin, and there's been a sort of a lull. Don't worry about the record. It's about developing. It's about developing. Allen Robinson was tremendous before he broke his foot. Marquise Lee was sort of up and down, but I think he'll develop into a good player. Denard Robinson really, really surprised me last year. He's explosive, but they got to get a 1-2 punch going. Gerhardt, unfortunately, got hurt. He had the foot injury. Never became the player they thought that they were going to get, but he's a grinder. Decision-making on his contract, my understanding is they're going to bring him back. They want to bring him back. But they've just got to get explosive plays going. And obviously the coaching staff now, you've got to change on offense here. So now Bortles has another new coach, so he's got to get used to doing that. But Ole is a veteran guy. He gets a bad rap for being with so many teams. He's a good developer of quarterbacks, man. It's just that he's been with a lot of teams. It is what it is, man. He'll do a good job there. It's just when summarizing here, what the Jags need to do is just add more talent, and Shad's got to be patient. I mean, there are no quick fixes. This isn't Major League Baseball. You've got to draft and develop your own guys, and I think that's what they'll do.